South African retail has cashed in on the largest monthly increase in retail sales since the middle of 2012. Stats SA today reported a 4% month-on-month climb in sales for November after falling by 0.1% in October, while on a year-on-year basis, Black Friday managed to boost November sales to 8.2%. That's double the annual growth expected by economists. Daniel Isaacs, who's an analyst at 361, joins us on in studio right now with more of the detail and to talk us through the sustainability of a trend like this. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us in studio today. So, as I say, we've had these retail sales numbers out and certainly encouraged. Are you impressed, or is this clearly the Black Friday effect coming through?
I think there's definitely some Black Friday effect coming through in those numbers. But they are nevertheless still very impressive. As you've pointed out, they more than double the expectation, which was 3.5%. So November was obviously an excellent month. But once again, definitely a Black Friday effect in those numbers. The Black Friday phenomenon started predominantly in South Africa a year ago, so part of that would be in the base. But I think things ramped up into this November period.
Let's go into the numbers here, because or the expectations rather, and where that bar of expectation has been set. Have the markets simply been underestimating the potential recovery we could be looking at?
I think looking at the previous year, things were pretty difficult in that space. There was a lot of uncertainty given the local political climate. So I think a lower expectation has been baked into the general consensus. Looking forward now with some possible possible relief coming into this year, I think that we could get some positive surprises, and especially if that translates down the income statement into some operational gearing, earnings could increase faster than expected.
I've got to ask though whether some of that positive surprise is expected for December, because what November does is certainly set up a high base, and with pre-Christmas shopping taking advantage of the sales offers that came through, one assumes that could potentially set us up for a dismal December period.
So I think definitely what happened last year is that the Black Friday phenomenon took some of that spending power out of December. So far, out of the retail updates, we've had ShopRite, Foschini and Woolworths. So ShopRite's update was pretty much the same. Their six-month update was pretty much in line with their three-month update, which talks to the idea that there wasn't much of a bump in December. The Woolworths numbers were pretty split between apparel and food. They had a worse December. It appears that they had a worse December period than the previous 3 to 4 month update. But Foschini, on the other hand, they actually split out December specifically. And their December number in apparel was actually very good at about 11%. So it looks like what could have happened is that Woolworths actually lost some market share. But on the food side, Woolworths was actually excellent at over 9%, which was better than ShopRite at about 8% on their local operations. So I think what we are seeing is actually quite a mixed bag. And I think there was definitely a bit of market share shifting going on in this December period. I don't think it was a rising tide lifts all ships yet, although we might see more of a rising tide lifting all ships coming into this 2018 period.
And given where spending is happening for now, how do you see this impacting margins moving forward?
So I think that the margin expectation could be quite different for the food versus the apparel guys. Because given the strength of the rand, what we are likely to see, and in fact what we have been seeing to some degree, is deflation. Now on the gross profit margin line, that actually benefits the apparel guys more than the food guys, because they are more able to capture some of that deflation margin versus the food guys, who might find themselves in a more competitive environment with everybody trying to get market share and therefore discounting quite aggressively across that space. So I think that margins will at the least be supported, but I think that the margin uplift potential is more pronounced in the apparel guys versus the food guys.
Yeah, you've got, or we've been talking apparel and food. What about household appliances? Because that came in as a strong supporter of the retail sales numbers that filtered through in November, and that very much seen as discretionary spend still.
Yeah, absolutely. The November number was quite a strong number, if I recall correctly, around 12%. I think that was, coming back to the Black Friday effect, I think that effect is more pronounced in different categories, so obviously less pronounced in food because you buy food every month. But I think with something like appliances, that would be massively pronounced. Mm. So I think that the Black Friday effect would be most pronounced in those November numbers. And obviously, if you're pushing the volumes on deals like that, you have to wonder how much margin you're actually giving away. So in that specific month, there might have been quite a bit of margin given away to push those volumes. But looking into next year, if consumer sentiment picks up and the volumes of discretion of the more discretionary categories like that continue, you should have that higher top line supporting the operational costs of those businesses and that flowing through to the bottom line.
Of course, we are ahead of the SARB's MPC decision on interest rates, which is scheduled to be announced tomorrow. In that context, what kind of trend are you noting when it comes to cash versus credit retailers?
So the trend has been for credit to be quite slow. But that's predominantly because of the credit regulation, which came in about 18 months or so ago. So that's more or less basing now. So credit is starting to pick up somewhat. I mean, you saw in Fashini numbers, cash sales for the nine-month period was around 6% and credit was around 4%. So not too far behind. So we are basing on that level. So I think the amount of credit that comes through more depends on what happens in the credit regulation environment from here. If there's some release in that space, there could be quite a massive boom on that front. If not, I think we should continue to see more of the same, which what I mean by that is more of a general trending uptick as the credit regulation effect bases.
How's all of this impacting the way you're investing in the sector at the moment?
Well, we've definitely gone more positive retail given this environment. So it was very difficult to take a definitive stance last year with the uncertain political environment because that underpinned consumer sentiment, interest rates, which underpinned spending to a large degree, inflation. You know, so for example, the stronger rand is going to cause quite a significant amount of deflation, mm-hmm. You know, and primarily in things like oil, which we import, which goes into transportation costs, which goes into more discretionary spend. So we definitely think that there'll be more spending power and there will be rate cuts this year, depending on when. I think a more consensus view is that they won't start yet, that guys will sort of wait for the year to settle before they start cutting. I personally think given tomorrow, you know, given that the rates are not 6-7%, but they're 10.25%, which is already quite elevated, and the inflation outlook is for, I think, about sub 5%. I really don't see downside to starting the cut from tomorrow, which will buoy that sentiment even more.
Well, let's leave it there. Daniel, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Daniel Isaacs is an analyst at 361 Asset Management.